stew.
A pinch of salt and laughter too.
A scoop of kids to add the spice.
A dash of love to make it nice. And you've got
too many cooks.
Too many cooks.
Too many cooks.
Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
We're the hosts of Experience Points. We're like two lifelong nerds and or geeks. We've been doing this for a while, for a couple years, in fact. You've been doing it since undergrad. I think this is coming up on a year for you.
We'll have to check that because it's got to be close now.
Anyway, we've been nerds and geeks for a really long time, playing games, watching movies, reading comics, and doing stuff. That was Too Many Cooks. I'm not going to lie. That was catchy. That our intro was Too Many Cooks.
Was amazing.
So you just saw Too Many Cooks today.
I did.
I actually partook in this a couple days ago, and if you haven't seen Too Many Cooks, I'm going to link it.
I don't even have my words for this.
In the show notes. It's pretty awesome. 11-minute segment that was on Adult Swim. It's gone viral since then. It doesn't seem like it's getting a lot of hits, but it's getting talked about a lot. So it's been circulating
around.
It's
viral now that's on our show.
Yeah. We are trendsetters after all.
Pretty much it.
Before we get too far in trendsetting mode, we have a website so that we can convey our trends. What's our website, Red Bear?
Exppoints.com. You have to double tap the P.
We're also on social media. We're slathered all over the internet. We really are.
I haven't used it today because I realized I've been doing this for almost a year. I haven't followed the show on Twitter.
You use the social jump?
Yeah, I use the social jump. It has some nice big buttons. It's so great on mobile.
All right, so what we're talking about, the social jump, that is exppoints.com. Double tap that P and then type in /social. So exppoints.com/social will give you all the big giant buttons he was talking about. You can tap them on your devices.
And it's great. Like I said, co-host right here using the site.
Yeah, it's really good. Uh-huh. We practice what we
preach.
You
get on there and follow it.
It's really awesome. We're on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and a bunch of other things. We're active. We're getting more active. We will become slightly more active as things go on because we're about to do a bunch of...
Too active.
We actually have started doing some separate things in the background. So there will be some extra stuff coming to us.
I ate a taco the other day.
Yeah, we what?
I ate a taco the other day.
That's interesting.
You talk about things I do in the background.
Oh, in the background of the show, we eat tacos. We're going to cut to a song, come back and tell you what we did this past week or so. This is The Massacre by Phantom NK. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still MG.
Still Red Bear.
Still Experience Points. That was The Massacre by Phantom NK. It had like three or four little, I guess like normal beats that you should remember from other bands. Like I think it was like a medley of just crushed down bit work.
Words that
I'm a connoisseur of music. I'm a connoisseur.
I mean, I believe you, Matt.
If you're new to the show, this is a section of the show where we talk about what we did this past week. What did you, in keeping with tradition, what did you do this past week? We always ask you first.
I do like how I get to go first. Yeah, it makes me feel special.
It's good. I talk a lot.
You do.
I'm letting you talk.
I try to make words.
You got the talking stick. Go.
I got the he actually has a talking stick.
I'm slightly disturbed
by this. Anyway, no, I finally, after, what's it, like 10 years after the fact, decided to see what Doctor Who was about.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, okay, like 10 years after the new series.
After the new series. Yeah, let me clarify.
You're about...
I remember Doctor Who from back in the day. You know, just catch it every now and then.
You're about
or
50 years behind that one.
Yeah. But anyway, the reboot or whatever.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I picked Doctor it up. Who I think it was 2005 series.
2005 series. Yeah.
So I started watching it. At the end of season two, I'm really liking it. It's good. Good series.
Yep.
I think I see why there's a lot of girl fans of the show.
Oh, yeah. David Tennant.
Yeah, David Tennant.
David Tennant.
Hello. Yeah, I think
Hello,
that's why
we're
the ladies. Anyway, I actually liked the first Doctor in the 2005 series.
Chris Eccleston.
Yeah, I liked him, Leather Jacket Guy, better.
He's leather more Jacket Guy.
That's how I know him.
Didn't wear a bow tie guy. Doesn't wear a fez Doctor Who.
Yeah. That one. Actually, I liked that one better than David Tennant so far, but I hear Tennant gets better.
Yeah.
He's just really goofy, and that kind of offset me.
It's a paradigm shift every time the Doctor regenerates.
Right.
You'll experience this three more times at least. You know, you'll hate it, and then you'll like it, and you'll hate it.
Well, I don't hate him. It's just he's extremely goofy, and the other guy was much more serious.
I feel like our listener base is like fluctuating so hard right now. It's like he hates him. Cancel the show. Unsubscribe.
He doesn't hate him.
Unfollow. Oh, he doesn't hate him. Okay. Follow him again.
So, like I tell you what, next week I'll come back with a revised opinion.
You just have to, you're going to binge watch the next two seasons?
Oh, that's what I've been doing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's good.
Probably after the show tonight, I will go home and binge watch that till I'm supposed to be at work tomorrow.
That's good. So, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good use of your time, your downtime.
Yeah, for the fans, really.
Are you prepared for tomorrow? For the Warlords of Draenor.
Yes and no. I have it pre-ordered. When I installed Windows 10, I have not yet reinstalled WoW, which means I've been wasting a lot of time. So I do have the level 90 boost though, and so I'm going to use that.
I guess
it'll go live at midnight. Well, it wouldn't be midnight here.
No, it'd be like 2 a.m.
Because
I think it's in Cooper. It's California time.
Yeah, it's California time.
Yeah.
So. I'll probably play it tomorrow day at some point.
Tomorrow day.
That real day, not at release time. Because, man, you're not going to get on anyway, so I'm not staying up till 2 a.m. to not get on a server.
No, I think they fixed a lot of that.
Did they really?
So they got way better.
Okay,
so
my background, I was really super into WoW when it released, and then every year for some reason around the fall, I come back for a few weeks.
Yeah, I'm coming back. I don't know if I'm going to pre-order it before midnight tonight.
I might, you don't got long.
Do it on your phone right now. Yeah, I might pre-order it during like the music section of the show, but...
Dude, don't tell me you're trying to load it on your internet at home.
I'll probably download it at the school where there's a lot of bandwidth and then just like copy it to a drive or something. That's what I used to do. I used to copy it down the only thing I would download at home was like the mods or like the UI stuff that I would do, all the mod stuff. But that's cool. So you're anticipating playing.
I'm anticipating, I've already spent the money. I've given Blizzard my money.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play and hopefully it's better than the last expansion, Mist of Pandaria.
I like Miss Pandera, but I like pandas. Pandas are like my favorite animal.
Well, the pandas were cute, but I just hated the gameplay. Hated it.
I liked how they had a roll. You could roll out of the way. I liked how there was mist everywhere.
And the other thing I did is my D&D group, we tried, roll20.net?
Roll20.net? Is that the online thing?
Yeah, roll20... Trying to check it out. So because we have people from New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Hammond. Yes, roll20.net.
Oh, so you do it online.
Yeah, and it gives you the table, and you can do webcams and everything and chat.
How was that?
It actually worked out very well. I was impressed.
You can
tie it into Google Hangouts, so that's nice.
That's nice.
That is great.
We're playing Grimdark Future, Dark Heresy. From the Warhammer 40K universe. We're playing a couple Dark Heresy games. I think this is my sixth game or seventh game, something like that. And I think I'm done. I was telling my group.
You're done?
I was telling my group.
I'm not in your group. You didn't tell me you're doing this.
I told them. Well, I mean, honestly, it was before you started working here.
Wow.
After school,
how long has this game been going?
So it's like... The way that it's been going for us is that we have the same characters. We build the same characters. But the game, like we'll finish a mission off. Every three games is like one arc. So after two or three missions, and I did miss a few of them. I just kind of got turned off to it, and I gave it a fair shot. I think I gave it six or seven missions or six or seven games, you know, 4 or 5 hours each.
Yeah.
And I just got to that point where it's like I started playing and I wasn't happy about it, and then it seemed like 15 minutes in game took 2 hours out of game. For us to get, you know, some stuff done. And it was no one's fault. I guess it was my inability to, or it was my inexperience playing, you know, a tabletop game, along with two or three other people's
You just have to like the group you're with.
I do like the group. The group's a really good group. Mm-hmm. One guy's he's a tabletop veteran, played a couple different types, and he's actually on the show, Russell. Russell was our GM for a while, and then we switched it over to one other guy in the group who had done some Shadowrun games a while back.
Shadowrun, that's a good one.
It wasn't the group. I think it was just, I'm not there anymore.
Your thing?
I missed it in high school. I didn't do it in high school, and I missed it all the way until just now. And like I started this year, and it was just so unlike what, you know, what we had done.
I'm actually curious about your experience. Was it not just like sitting around drinking and yelling about fantasy things?
No. So we didn't drink. That was the
thing. That's why your group sucks.
We did not drink.
It's not the people. It's the lack of alcohol.
Okay. Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So anyway, actually, speaking of tabletops, I went to Nightmare Nights. When was that?
It was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago. While there, I ran into Pony Finder, which is a Pathfinder's rule book for ponies.
Oh, nice.
So these guys put it together. They kickstarted everything, and so you can now make
your
pony.
You're now a backer, right?
I've purchased the rule book from them.
Instantly.
The hardbacked copy. Instantly. So the next game that I'm in, I am going to be a unicorn.
It's got felt hearts that fall out every time you open
it. Every time you open it, yeah.
Great. There's a pop-up rainbow that hits you in the face. There's some
happiness. For 1d20 plus 8 damage.
Nice. That's good.
So, next game I'm building a character based off of that. But check them out. They're ponyfinder.net. We used roll20.net to coordinate our online game. So
those links will be in the show description. Oh, yeah. So go ahead and check it out.
So you can nerd out with your friends who aren't the same town as you.
Sweet.
Matt, that is all things I did. Let's actually talk about you.
I did a ton. This is going to be a long what we did segment. So we may cut the retro game out. I don't know.
No.
Let's put the retro game at
Matt's talking. I'm going for coffee. I'll be back.
Let's do the retro game at the end of the show.
You're really changing everything on me, man. I can't work in these conditions.
I know. It's so hard. So what I did this past week? Well, I went and saw Big Hero 6,
it was a good movie.
It wasn't the most surprising movie. I mean, it was a movie that's I think geared for that sweet spot of it can attract kids and young adults and also adults. It keeps everybody sort of entertained. It was violent enough to satiate
my manly tendencies for
violence. But it wasn't Mad Max. Let's just be real. But it was good.
It was good.
I have noticed. I read a blog article a while back about the changing face of anime and how, like, in the 70s and 80s, anime looked away in a certain way. In the 80s and 90s, it looked a different way. In the 90s and 1000s, it changed a little bit. And now it's all.
We started using computers at some point.
Yeah, we all started using computers at some point. But the problem is, like, a lot of anime now looks like moe type of big eyes, googly, you know, love story type of anime, artistic influences.
I have feelings about Japanese culture and the reason for those.
Yeah, and his feelings are probably well supported.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm stuck in 90s to early 2000 anime. Like my favorite series are things like Visions of Escaflowne, like the movie, like the hardcore movie, Jinro, Akira, depending. Neon Genesis Evangelion, and I'm not saying that because of the story. I'm saying that because of the animation. Those are the types of shows that I actually Razaphon, I think, is probably a newer. I think it was made in like 2001. So anyway, Cowboy Bebop. You know,
Cowboy Bebop, things like that.
And it seems like everybody's like,
I love
Cowboy Bebop. You know, pretty much everything that came on in the 90s or the early 2000s on Toonami, Cowboy Bebop, Outlaw Star, Serial Experiments Lane, which I know was on G4 and Tech TV, not on Cartoon Network. That's probably my favorite, animes, a 13-episode Serial Experiments Lane. But anyway, so Big Hero 6 takes a lot of influence from, you know, anime style and manga style because it was originally a manga story. Japanese manga or whatever, and right. it was produced by the same people that did Wreck-It Ralph and Frozen. So Walt Disney Animation, not Pixar.
Right.
It's important to
make that distinction, by the way,
because Pixar is doing other things or whatever. But this was Walt Disney Animation, and the big takeaway that I got from that was like we are merging two vastly different types of animation style to sort of like bring them together. And it's changing on both sides. Like, Japanese animation changes American animation, changes Japanese animation, and we're averaging things together until eventually I think we'll get sort of this American-Japanese animation hybrid love child.
Fusion.
Thing. Yeah, fusion. Fusion's
there
a good
you go.
Word.
That's a good
hybrid
word.
Fusion. I like that.
So they're saying culinary.
Yeah. But it was a good movie.
That's good.
That was like the most recent thing I did. Like I've been rocking. I played some games this week, son.
I've got to get my computer set up again.
Oddly enough, the only computer game I did play Banished, like a mission in Banished, which was the city sim that I played a while back. It's actually, we have a couple videos posted to YouTube, I played Banished. It had been updated a lot. So I played that. I beat Alien Isolation. Fantastic.
I said I was going to buy that a few weeks ago. I still haven't bought it yet.
Fantastic.
It looks so amazing.
It's something, now that the nights are coming a lot sooner, It's easier to just play it in the dark. And you know what? Alien Isolation is such a good game.
If you haven't purchased my monitor.
If you haven't purchased it, it's so good. No, I've been playing a lot of Xbox. I played The Evil Within, which is sort of a new survival horror game. Not really feeling it yet. Played Killer is Dead, not The Killer is Dead. A friend of mine, actually Ross, I don't know if we've had him on the show or whatever, but Ross, our mutual friend, had said that Killer is Dead is pretty good. And
Ross's game recommendations,
yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
We should get him on here to just make recommendations one day.
We should. It would be fun. Killer is Dead's kind of like a Persona 4 crazy, ridiculous, insane, third-person action-adventure horror psychological thriller dress-up simulator. I'm not even sure how to fully explain
horror dress-up simulator.
It's really crazy.
It sounds like me getting ready in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, wow. it's like a burn on you. I played the new Call of Duty, Advanced Warfare, with Kevin Spacey.
Really? The Call of Duties I've been a little put off by.
Well, you know what?
But this does have Kevin Spacey.
This isn't a bad Call of Duty. This isn't a bad Call of Duty, but it is a Call of Duty. I mean, it's like, you're not going to say, man, that was, you don't expect to eat a birthday cake with white icing and say, well, I don't really like birthday cake, so I'm not going to like that. Well, okay, of course you're not. So if you don't like Call of Duty, don't play Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. It is Call of Duty.
Right. Well, I liked COD 4. I think that was the last one I really liked.
That
the original
was like
modern.
That's like six games ago.
I know. But it's like the original. I'm a hater. Original Modern Warfare is the one I liked.
I like Call of Duty when it was World War II.
Back in my day.
No, the
Nah, that was Medal of Honor. That's when it was good.
That was Medal of Honor. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, it looks great. It plays great. The single-player campaign, again, that's not why you buy Call of Duty or Battlefield.
I think that's the thing. That's what I like.
Yeah. I wish I could pay $15 to $25 to just buy.
And I think we even had a show on that,
yeah,
didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, where you could just get just multiplayer.
So, yeah, I'm not playing multiplayer.
Speaking of multiplayer, apparently Fear Online is a thing.
Yep, Fear Online. We just found that out today. That was a horrible
update. It has a lot of thumbs downs.
Fear is...
That being said, I actually really like the Fear games. The real ones, not the fake ones are made by the other studio. Yeah. Like the original Fear, and I think Fear 3.
Fear 3 was the original.
Was the original
studio.
Guys?
Yeah, Perseus Mandate, Project 2, or Project Origin.
Yeah, those
are all
can
dumb.
Go die. Yeah. In a fire.
In a hellish, ghoulish fire.
Well, along with all the ET games.
Wrapping up what I've done, what the games I played. I played the not Unity. Because Unity is getting horrible, horrible reviews. But I played Assassin's Creed Rogue. And I'm not even going to say it's a good game. It's a game that's very much just an Assassin's Creed 4 game. It's what happens when you make an Assassin's Creed game every year.
Oh, yeah.
You have the previous gen engine that you slapped a new storyline and new models on top of, but it doesn't look any better or worse. It's just Assassin's Creed now.
Well, to be honest, that's the kind of a thing. Like a TV series, I guess, is where games are getting. Because you have the new Call of Duty every year.
It's
new
almost
Assassin's
seasonal.
Creed.
Every season, you're expecting a new season.
Don't you have they're selling like season passes and stuff now even.
Yeah.
For download content. Yeah. But that's... a whole other thing I could rage about.
Anyway, we are going to cut to another song.
Hey,
come
we
back,
do that.
And we're actually going to skip our retro game. We're going to go straight to our main segment because we may fill the main segment up or fill the rest of the show up with the main segment. This is sort of like a holiday buyer's guide. We're getting a little bit of a jump on it, a month and a half before Christmas.
Dude, gotta get ready for all these Black Friday deals.
Is that right?
Or Cyber Monday, whichever you want to do.
This is Super Player by Jace Hall. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Okay, stop. Now wait a minute. I'm in shock. You want to peek? They call me Super Player.
It's going down.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone. 90.9 FM, KSLU. Still MG, still Experience Points.
I wanted to talk. I'm still Red Bear.
You're still Red Bear.
You caught me with the experience
points.
I'm
sorry.
I
jumped.
I was all excited to
mixing it up. The whole show is a crazy show.
Crazy.
Put me in a straitjacket.
Well, if you insist, the guys are right outside the door waiting.
You just heard Super Player by Jace Hall. Now it's time to get serious because we're talking about Christmas.
And
talking about Christmas. We're talking about present time.
Presents.
I don't care what you think Christmas is about.
It's about the presents.
It's about the presents, about a video game presents, all right? So
about being present in your video game presents.
In all seriousness, this is really what Christmas is about, okay? We are going to go through some of the, I guess, more recent, as in November and December, big releases that are happening before the holiday, or before Christmas.
Get ready to jump on your hype train of choice.
Before Christmas season.
Christmas season. For the holiday winter time.
So typically,
we're trying to be politically correct now.
We're gonna go ahead and we're gonna take like two or three little moments to say, we don't buy retail typically.
Retail, that's for noobs.
Because you know, going to a store that requires a lot of effort, gas is cheap.
God, you
now,
have to go outside.
Yeah, and it's cold. It's cold.
I mean,
now.
There's this thing called Steam and Origin.
There's another one. Good old Games is actually releasing Galaxy fairly soon.
Yes.
It's going to be like really, really good. I will keep you updated when that happens. But so Steam specifically does their summer sale and their holiday sale.
Thanks, Gabe.
I'm waiting for it. And
of course you are.
When it happens, dude, I've got a simple bank account, right, that has a goal specific to Steam summer
and holiday
sales. It saves up like $100 every 2 months to blow on this
on
stuff.
Games.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm an experienced Steam shopper.
Actually, before we jump into the list, I got an idea.
What you
Why
got?
Don't we talk about just what we would love to happen?
Half-Life 3.
Like speculation.
Half-Life 3.
Half-Life 3 is off the table.
Half-Life 3 confirmed.
It's off the table.
Goodwill, no Ebola towards men, Half-Life 3. Three things.
Okay. Wow.
Not in that order, like reversed order, actually.
Scratch that
Let's not get in a war with Syria. Let's go ahead.
I was specifically talking about video games. So, for example, because I keep thinking about it, I would love a new Deus Ex.
Yeah.
It's just things
awesome.
That your wish list that would happen. Which game that may or may not exist would you like to say?
I would love the new Kingdom Hearts to come out, but I know it's not gonna.
Word.
I would love... So something I didn't say in the what we were doing last week segment, but that I really want to see is a full time game. I haven't played this game called Candy Box.
Candy Box.
It's ridiculous.
The Candy Box.
And I started playing Candy Box 1. One of the guys from
is this anything like Candy Crush?
No. It's so great. It's written in JavaScript. It's all ASCII art. It looks horrible.
I saw this running on your computer the other day.
Yes.
It looked like a RPG ASCII art.
It is so good.
I was totally wow.
It's
I'm
so
apparently
good.
Getting candies.
Yes, you get candies.
What am I doing?
You get candies. You spend candies. Anyway, I would love for that to be a full time game.
I just ate 8 candies. I don't know what that means.
I would love for Destiny to, I guess, kind of reorient itself so that there was more content, more, you know, sooner. But I know that's not going to happen anyway. And I'm happy with Destiny. So it's like, I'm not complaining about it. I
just threw 10 candies on the ground. Matt, what is this game?
Stop playing Candy Box. Play this after the show.
Sorry.
I would like to, I guess it would be interesting to see a new System Shock.
That would be fun.
It would be interesting to see either the new System Shock or
I mean, you both want like cyberpunky things.
I really like cyberpunky things.
Dude, I love cyberpunk. That is a genre.
I like pretty much if they could make Neuromancer, the book, as a video game. And I don't want anyone out there to write in, yeah, well, Keanu Reeves acted in the Johnny Mnemonic movie. No, that wasn't it. I mean, that was cool. That was like before The Matrix, and it was cool. Fine. And I'll take that if that's all I get. But if they can make a better thing, honestly,
I would like things that are better.
I would like better things. But anyway, so
better Steam.
So those are, I guess, those are my things. Those are my things. Windows 10. If Windows 10 could come out and be free for everyone,
free for all.
Well, I mean, you know, if it'd be free for all.
We have the dev preview, and I'm loving it.
I like the dev preview. In fact, I haven't looked on Mac, but I want to try to find a new way to snap Windows on Macs because I've got multiple screens at work.
That's the one thing I'm wishing Mac would update now after the screen snapping.
Yeah, because that's like the only thing, the only complaint I have, really. That and the exorbitant price tag on their hardware, but
we
whatever.
Don't talk about that.
Anyway, let's go through this list. Let's talk about
a
little bit
actually
of
hit the segment.
We are going to start talking about things that have sort of already come out. They're already out as of today. And we're gonna kind of like go through those, go to a song, and then come back and do all the ones that haven't been released yet.
Let's do it, man.
All right. So on starting out, we got BioShock Infinite, the complete edition for PS3 and Xbox 360.
So that includes all the expansions and everything?
All the expansions, Burial at Sea Part 1 and Part 2, which if you haven't played Burial at Sea, really, really cool. I like that Elizabeth is so much more hot than the Elizabeth in BioShock Infinite. I don't care who you are, but it looks good.
Matt has feelings.
I have feelings. I'll let him show. I'm not scared to feel.
I'm not scared to feel.
I'm like that guy in The Giver, which wasn't a good movie. Don't go see it. It wasn't that great. Anyway, Jeff
so we have Daniels. BioShock.
BioShock Infinite. If you haven't played this, this is Booker T. DeWitt. Not Booker T.
It's BioShock
Booker
America
DeWitt.
Edition.
It is. It's like
awesome.
Revolutionary War BioShock in space clouds with really coolness.
Yeah.
Anyway,
how America would do it.
So that's good for anyone that likes a good story, first-person shooter, or whatever. I mean, it's good.
It's good all around. It's got good gameplay. It's got great story.
If you like BioShock 1 at all, play this. I'm pretty sure there's videos. Just find them online and watch it. We already mentioned it, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare for the Xbox One, PS4, PS3, 360, and PC. This has been out for about a week. And you know what? I mean, it's Call of Duty. We said it. It's Call of Duty. Nothing super special about it, but, you know, it is the next iteration in the series. If you play Call of Duty, you probably want to get it.
What you're expecting.
And chances are, if you play Call of Duty, you already have this game. I mean, if you're in any way competitive about the game, you already have it. But if you know somebody that doesn't have it, that you think would like kind of a military sci-fi action, you know, shooter, then Call of Duty is not a bad bet, though you may never see him again because he'll forever be on Xbox Live or PSN. So
that is a true statement.
Got a couple more, like Harvest Moon, The Lost Valley for 3DS. Again, 3DS has a lot of these RPG-typey things.
Right, and well, that's what it's good at.
Yeah, I know. It's good. It's good. Fun. It's on the go. You know, it's really good. So Harvest Moon's out there for you. That's out already. Yay. Rocksmith 2014 for the Xbox One, PS4, 360, and PS3. That's already released. Rocksmith is a really interesting game because
Is it a game?
It sort of is, yeah. So that's
like,
true.
Where does it become software to a game?
I don't know.
Blob in the middle.
Rock Band and Guitar Hero, that was a game. You had plastic, clinky, pushy guitar controllers and tappy-tap drum controllers. It was fun. It's great, but you never walk out of there and go, man, next year we're going to go to Lollapalooza and we're going to rock. Nothing like that. Let's sign us to a record deal right now. Get Steve Vai on the horn. We're doing this. We're opening. He's opening for us. You know, nothing like that. Even if you are top 9% in the world.
The apartment.
Anyway, so that was a game. But Rocksmith takes it to the next step. You don't use a controller. You use an actual guitar.
What?
Real six-string guitar. You plug that in.
Didn't Rock Band do that towards the end?
Rock Band had a controller that was a real guitar.
Yeah, I thought so.
And they allowed a mode of play called, like, Pro Mode that was advanced. You know, you'd plug it in and it would try to do it.
Yeah, I never got to the advanced
mode. It never worked.
I'm drunk and don't want to fail this mode.
I had two of these guitars. I tried them. And I don't play guitar very well. But it was just—it was irresponsive. It didn't work. It was bad tech. This one blows it out. And then Rocksmith 2014—they already have that on PC. It's been out for a while.
Right.
I have the original Rocksmith for Xbox 360, and I've got to say, I learned how to play a couple songs just by standing up there and rocking out, and it, you know, proceeding to give me harder and harder notes until eventually I did it. Panic Switch by Silver Sun Pickups, like that song, you know, is really, really good, and that was one of the ones on there. Pearl Jam, I think, has Black on there.
Okay.
It didn't take off because people were coming off of that controller, Rock Band, Guitar Hero type of generation.
Right.
They didn't want another, you know, rhythm game. They didn't understand that it's less of a game, like you said, and more of a software teacher.
Right.
Tutorial type of thing, yeah. The Wolf Among Us is an awesome game from Telltale. They most recently have been famous for The Walking Dead season one and season two. And it's another really fantastic game in the similar style, similar art style. This is now out for Xbox One, 360, PS4, PS3, and PlayStation Vita in practically every refrigerator and toaster. So, you know, with the exception of the 3DS, you could probably get it. It's not on any of the Nintendo consoles, pretty much. What is on Nintendo's Wii U is The Swapper. This is a game that if you have not played it and you own a PC, I would go and play The Swapper. I plan on doing a live stream at some point.
Oh, I have played The Swapper.
It is such a good game.
It's
a deep game. It's a game that makes you contemplate life and what, ethically, you know, should you do and everything. It's about an astronaut that's kind of marooned on a spaceship or on a space platform and has the ability to copy himself multiple times. But usually all the copies die and sometimes the original dies, so you are a copy of a copy of a copy. And it's this really deep story. It leaves it a lot up to your imagination, though, because it doesn't explain everything all at once. So it's really good. That's coming out for the Wii U. I'm sorry, is already out for the Wii U. And I can't imagine they released that on a physical disc, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure that's DLC or downloadable or whatever. It's such a small game.
Who releases things on discs?
Everybody.
I forget about that. I don't go to stores.
Certainly these guys. Ubisoft recently released the Assassin's Creed Rogue and Assassin's Creed Unity for Rogues for Xbox 360 and PS3. And if you have a new generation console, Xbox One, PS4, PC, you got Assassin's Creed Unity.
Yay, more Assassin's Creed. So talk about things that are like seasonal.
Assassin's Creed Rogue takes place during Assassin's Creed 3, But after Assassin's Creed 4, and I don't think it's really revolutionary in any way. I mean, it may take place during like the Revolutionary War, but that's only I know. You see what I did?
Assassin's Creed, huh?
Assassin's Creed Unity. I don't know when that takes place, but I know it's the French Revolution. So again, my history kind of leaves me. But I know Assassin's Creed Unity currently is having a ton of issues. It's unoptimized and it's just failing. Gameplay, but for the technology. The Halo Master Chief Collection, Xbox One. It came out yesterday.
Yeah.
It dropped yesterday, and
one of the things that's making me go, I wish I had an Xbox One.
This is the one thing that I really want an Xbox One for is
I
like collections. Collections are good.
Yeah. Well, HD I like the Halo series. It was great. The fact they've remastered it is awesome.
I don't know why they left Reach out. That's the one question I have. Leaving ODST out, okay, fine. Mm-hmm. Leaving Halo Wars out, okay, fine. But why Halo Reach is such an integral part of the Halo universe.
Right.
The
prequel.
Maybe that's why they call it the Master Chief Collection.
Master Chief. That's true.
You weren't Master Chief. You were part
of it. You saw Master Chief.
I don't think you even saw him. I think it was at the very end. You just handed it off to somebody.
Oh, you're sure? Well,
I don't even think you...
I have to replay the whole game. Oh, wow. Yeah, we did do that.
My bad.
Yeah, I blame you completely. Totally not me.
Anyway. Spoilers. So Halo Master Chief Collection, Xbox One exclusive, in case you didn't know.
I would assume.
Minecraft is out now for the Vita. So if you like,
is there
Minecraft,
anything you can't play Minecraft on now?
Nope. I'm pretty sure you can play Minecraft on like a TI-84. I mean, like,
yeah. Looks like I can play it on this such a sketch.
That's it. The refresh rate though. Minecraft on the Vita, really really great game if you're into that. If you have a child or if you have a Vita,
if
you are a child, you know, ask mommy and daddy to give you some money on PlayStation.
You don't have to be a jerk about it.
I know. Terraria is now on the PS4, which Terraria is good. Terraria is good. It's just, you know, Terraria, Starbound, these games. Yeah. Terraria didn't seem like it went anywhere past where it's at, you know? And it doesn't seem like it'll ever really change. It's just going to be the same over and over and over again. It's kind of same with Minecraft. Minecraft changes, right?
Well, they've been doing a lot of work on Minecraft.
Right. So Terraria, they haven't really been doing a lot of work on Terraria. Right. Maybe they will now that they have a little more income from PS4 sales, but I don't know.
Who knows?
Yep.
Speculation.
So that's all of the out currently.
That's what you can get your hands on now.
That's what you can get your hands on right now as you listen to the show. We're going to go ahead and play First Crush by Saber Pulse and Knife City. After that, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about from here on out, what do we have till Christmas?
Yay.
I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
Nah, I'm Red Bear.
That was First Crush by Saber Pulse and Knife City. We're talking about some of the games that you might want to purchase for yourself or for people that you might like enough to purchase games for.
Or you might just want to put in your wish list.
Or you might just want to
buy you games.
You could buy us these games if you want.
Yeah, please.
Previous segment was about, you know, November. What do we have so far in November? Now we're going to talk about from here into November all the way to December. Which we have about the same amount of games, so it should take a bit.
Get your Christmas list ready, kids.
That's right. Up next, you know, we got tomorrow, World of Warcraft, Warlords of Draenor.
Yay!
Chances are, if you're hot on this item, you've already bought it. You got it already.
I've got to try to preload it tonight.
I might buy it, like, right now.
Do it.
So.
Do it.
Anyway.
Do it.
You know what it's about.
If you don't know what WoW is by now.
I'm sorry. If you don't know what WoW is, if you don't know what it's the next WoW expansion. It's about
the
origins.
The one that's totally not going to be as bad as the last one.
Origins. There's time travel-y, timey-wimey bits. It's whatever.
Timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly, spacey-wacy.
Up next, we got Dragon Age Inquisition. This is a continuation of Dragon Age series, which was a pretty good series, you know. But whenever I'm playing it, I'm like, man, I really just want another Mass Effect game.
Yeah, like, that's all I feel. I'm with you on that.
This is for Xbox One, Xbox 360, PS4, PS3, PC, and that's going to be released the 18th. So, 6 days. Yeah. So this weekend, or
I guess we could add a new Mass Effect to our fictitious wish list.
Oh man, Mass Effect 4. Or I'm not even sure. Maybe a Mass Effect game where they discover.
I want a Mass Effect MMO. I'll be honest.
The Mass Effect MMO, I feel like it'd be like WildStar, WildStar is so completely different, but like because it's WildStar is cartoony.
I feel like though Mass Effect has built up such a good universe.
You want Eve then, right? You want Eve with Mass Effect
with the Mass
story,
Effect
with
the story. Mass Effect lore. Yeah, exactly. Let's do that thing.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I think.
Next game
on 18th, November 18th, we got Far Cry 4. It's the next. I'm not even sure they're sequels or whatever because there's no really continuity.
They're not connected.
Far Cry. You're on an island. There's stuff you can set on fire. You'll need to mix green leaf and blue leaf to make health potion. And there's a dictator.
Yay.
Maybe
that's the common theme. There's always a dictator.
It's a far cry from reality because there's no dictators in real life. Far Cry 4, Xbox One, Xbox 360, PS4, PS3, PC. That was totally. I had like a political agenda with that.
Apparently. Matt, I hate to inform you, there are dictators.
Far Cry 4, from what we saw at E3 and TGC TGS was really looking good. I mean, it's hard for a game to look bad, though, because like motion capture.
Graphically, yeah. If your game looks bad, you should feel bad.
Or it should be really so intentionally bad that it's comical. Novel. Yeah. Retro City Rampage or what was the other one?
That game.
Hotline Miami.
Miami was just great. I believe, isn't there?
There's
a
Hotline
a
Miami 2 Wrong Number. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's not coming out anytime soon, I think.
No.
When it comes out, though, I'll have it.
Word.
If you haven't got on Grand Theft Auto 5's bandwagon yet, stay tuned because Xbox One and PS4 are releasing November 18th as well.
There you go.
So in less than a week, you know, you're going to be able
to play. Get the hype train.
You're going to be able to play all of it in super nice HD. Also, if you hold on, PC will show up eventually, probably next year, I think March 2015. It'll be March, I think March. But I would hold out for that if you can. Little Big Planet 3.
Masters.
PS4, PS3. Little Big Planet 3 is coming out the 18th as well. I haven't pre-ordered that, and I feel like I should.
You should, because you know I'm going to come over and play it.
Dude, Little Big Planet 3. Little Big Planet 2 is probably one of the best games ever. Little Big Planet 3 it's so good. They've introduced four different character types now. They're all
rad guys?
No, you're not just sack boys anymore. Sack girls or whatever. Sack people. To be fair, they're all sack people in the game, but like there's a heavy sack and he's heavier than all of them, so he can't jump as much, but he can weigh down things and like there are physics puzzles he can do. It's really cool. There's a bird. There's like a sack bird that you can fly around as.
Not even gonna question the physics on that.
Middle Earth Shadow of Mordor also coming out in less than a week, November 18th for 360 and PS3. Again, this came out, I believe, for PS4 and for Xbox One already PC. I've seen a few people been playing this game, and I've got to say, you know, it's a good looking game. Hard to make a game look bad.
Mm-hmm. If you do, you should feel bad.
But the cool thing is that in this game, you know, when you're playing and if you have like Steam or whatever where you have buddies online, if somebody dies, because it's not a multiplayer game, if one of your buddies die killed by a bandit king or whatever, not only does that guy die and lose all of his stuff or some of his stuff, the bandit king levels up, but then there's like in your game, you get like a warrant, like a bounty to kill the bandit king because he killed one of your friends. So now you can go and like drop that king, like take revenge on the bandit king for killing your buddy, which is really, really cool. I enjoy the little things like that. But that's coming out for the previous gen systems, 360 and PS3.
Get all the money is what they're doing.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, completely. Minecraft, again, coming out.
Speaking of getting all the money.
Xbox
One. Who hasn't bought Minecraft yet?
Microsoft bought Minecraft. Microsoft actually bought Minecraft.
Thanks for that. Yeah. Thanks. Okay.
It caused Notch to pretty much rage quit Minecraft.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm done. I can't do this. I'm finished. I wrote myself out. Too much attention. I'm a nerd.
Go away. Too much light.
Let's see. Watch Dogs.
I feel like I'm being a jerk.
Watch Dogs for Wii U. So Watch Dogs was a big disappointment for me.
Yep.
But
I am fully supporting you on this.
But it is it's a AAA game, you know? And some people...
I'm fully disappointed.
I feel like if it was released on Wii U, like if Watch Dogs was what it is on Wii U, then it's not a bad game to own on Wii U because it's a Wii U.
There's so much better games now, though, like Mario Kart.
Mario Kart's just a game.
It's the reason you own a Wii U.
I guess. I don't know.
Have you ever played Mario Kart competitively with your friends and yelled and got angry and
they're no longer
became
friends.
Better friends?
Oh, no. Oh, well. That's not how
you
that
did it wrong. Same with your D&D group, man. Yeah. You're doing it wrong. Oh, you weren't drinking.
That's it.
You weren't drinking. Again, that's the problem.
I've made so many mistakes.
I'm going to help you out. You're going to meet my friend Rum.
My buddy
Jack over here.
Are you a wrestling fan?
Wrestling or wrestling?
Wrestling.
Wrestling, like WWE, WWF.
Yeah.
Which one survived?
WWE.
WWE's bought everyone?
I know that it survived because on November 18th, there's WWE 2K18.
Yeah.
Or 2K15, I'm sorry. Now, future wrestling. Wrestling future in space.
Pro tip, it's still the same wrestlers.
2K15. That's the first time in a long time I've seen the 2K, like 2K something.
Yeah.
They used to do it like NFL, NHL 2K5 or 2K4, which was Sega for the Dreamcast. But yeah, WWE 2K15 on Xbox One and PS4, again, November 18th. So big deployment day, big day for like games on November 18th.
Indeed.
New Pokemon.
Yeah, new I'm actually
Pokemon
really excited about
is
that.
Coming out
I'm
November 21st.
Actually got around to beating the one I have.
This is Pokemon Why? Alpha Sapphire and Omega Ruby Deluxe Super Astro
awesome
Edition.
Packs. Yeah.
This is for 3DS, of course. It's not like they're going to make it for anything else.
Oh, no. Why would they?
I don't know. They could make a lot of money, I guess, releasing it for every console. It's not a very challenging game. They could do it.
That would be an MMO. That would be fun, too.
Pokemon?
Pokemon MMO.
It seems like a... Yeah.
Well,
I guess
the whole idea is like you have trainers running around anyway, so everyone would be
I feel like Digimon probably needs to make an MMO before Pokemon does. And it needs to be niche successful and then Game Freak is like, what if we had this really awesome great idea? Let's make an MMO. No one's done it before. And they'll do it and it will be horrible, but then it'll be good over time.
I feel like that'd make a good MMO.
Super Smash Brothers. Wii U
is out
November 21st.
Oh, new for Wii U.
Yeah,
okay.
New for Wii U.
Yeah.
Super Smash Brothers.
New Smash Brothers just came out.
Yeah, for 3DS,
For 3DS, yeah, it did.
But no one likes to play Super Smash Bros. On 3DS.
The people I was hanging out with this weekend beg to differ.
Okay, fair enough.
It got violent. Let's just put it that way.
Super Smash Bros. Wii U, November 21st. You get to finally get an HD Super Smash Bros. Because the Wii...
In the words of Keanu Reeves.
Whoa. What if I told you it was easy to make the HD games now? And for the 3DS, November 25th, Persona Q. This is the latest and greatest in the Persona game. So for 3DS.
Yay.
Now for December, that was the end of November. For December, you know, there's Chivalry, Medieval Warfare.
Now you're in the December game, so you're pushing it close to get your Christmas gifts ready.
Thankfully, a lot of these are going to be on Steam.
Or, you could do it literally the
actually, hold on. None of the ones that I'm seeing are on Steam.
Wow, we just lied to everyone in the world.
Sorry. Everyone, as far as
that's
these
a lot of billions of peoples.
That's 9 billion.
That's a lot of billions of peoples.
We
lied to all of them, Matt. We're not getting Christmas gifts.
Not all of them have radios and not all of them speak English.
We should figure out how many people we just lied to because we're not getting gifts from Santa.
All of the U.S., most of Europe.
Most of Europe. Speaking of Europe, actually, they landed a robot on a comet or asteroid.
Europe
did
that?
Yeah. So having that debate earlier today, comet versus asteroid.
I think it was a comet, yeah.
I think it was a comet because it had ice.
Yes.
That was what the difference is, by the way.
Yes, it's either a comet or a drug dealer. Yes.
They got ice.
Anyway,
which is good follow-up because America has a bad week. Was it last week in space?
Yeah, they had a bad space
Orbital week. Blew up a spaceship by accident, and then Virgin.
Two.
Virgin lost their commercial space liner and a pilot.
You know what? That thing was totally like. I'm all about pushing the boundaries, but that was totally avoidable. Like they didn't need to test a new fuel and a new engine and all that stuff. They did limited everything.
Yeah.
No atmosphere testing. Anyway, I'm not a scientist.
Anyway, they lost one pilot in it.
Yeah,
so that was
really
sad. But better week in space. So we're talking about video games.
We're talking about video games.
Do we have video games in space? New Dead Space? Huh?
Oh man.
No, add that to my list.
No, you know what? Dead Space 3 was not good.
I didn't pay that.
Dead Space 3.
Thaw.
Dead Space 3 wasn't bad, but it wasn't Dead Space 1. Dead Space 2 was
Dead Space 1 was so good.
Dead Space 1, there was psychological horror. There was questioning
your
moves.
Well, that's what I liked about it.
So Dead Space 2, Dead Space 2 lost a little bit of that. Dead Space 3 is nothing but jump scares.
No.
Absolutely just jump scares.
Well, that's my whole problem in the horror genre is jump scares are easy frights and they get old fast.
In December, so there's Chivalry Medieval Warfare, December 2nd, I believe, on PS3, and December 3rd on 360. If you'd like the Chivalry games, Medieval Warfare is just going to be another iteration of it. One of my favorite series, Kingdom Hearts, is getting its 2.5 HD remix.
What?
I have 1.5, and I love it.
Good.
So this is getting 2.5
remix,
which is, I think, Kingdom Hearts 2. 365 days, maybe, and then Chain of Memories. Maybe not. Maybe that's on 1.5. I can't remember. But that's coming out December 2nd as well on PS3.
Word.
So the Wii U, again, we're talking about this console that isn't the best console in the world, but it's getting the
NES
Remix
Pack. It has Mario Kart, though.
NES Remix Pack on December 5th. What is in that NES Remix Pack, Bear? Hit us with the games.
Oh, for the Wii U.
The 8-bit goodness.
You get Dr. Mario. Hey, that was a fun one. You get Ice Hockey.
Wait, isn't Dr. Mario pretty much Tetris?
Like, yeah, well, you have the pills, though.
Yeah, but wasn't it just match the color of the pills?
Yeah.
All right, go on.
Shut up, man.
Continue.
You had Dr. Mario, though. Then you have Ice Hockey, Kid Icarus, Kirby's Adventure. That should be fun.
Oh, what? I'm buying a Wii U? Well, I should just buy a regular Nintendo.
Yeah, it might be cheaper.
That would be better.
Yeah, you get Metroid also. Wait. This is going to sell you on the Wii U. Are you ready for this? NES Open Tournament Golf.
I'm sold.
Boom.
No, dude, I actually had golf. I really did.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't know how I got it either, or why I had it, but I know I had it because I thought I had Mario Golf. I didn't.
You had Open Tournament
Golf. I had the
golf.
Pro version of golf. Before Tiger Woods was a thing, I had that golf.
Wow. Punch-Out. So there you go. Speaking of sports games, Punch-Out.
I wonder if it's the completely racist Punch-Out. Because
completely racist one?
It was. It was really, like, Punch-Out for the Wii, that, like, got remade because the first Punch-Out was just a series of racial slurs, pretty much.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing that's happening. Then you have Super Mario Bros. Lost Levels.
Oh, man, I had that on Super Nintendo. It was good.
Yeah, it was. Super Mario Bros. 2 and Super Mario Bros. 3 all coming in this pack.
Awesome.
Then you have Wario's Woods. So that's the thing.
I don't know. Chop trees and win mini games, I guess.
And then Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link.
Oh, man.
And that does it for the remix.
Zelda 2 was not a good game, in my opinion. Sorry. But whatever.
That's just like your opinion.
Yeah.
It wasn't Zelda.
That was on December 5 for the Wii U. Also on December 5th, and this is going to round out the segment, Ultimate NES Remix for the 3DS.
Am I going through these games?
Yeah, what's on the Ultimate
Remix? Let's do that. Balloon Fight, Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong Jr., Dr. Mario again, Get Wrecked, Excalibur, Kid Icarus, Kirby's Adventure again, Mario Bros., the original, Metroid, Punch-Out, Super Mario Bros., Super Mario Bros. Lost Levels. I don't know why I'm talking like this, but then you have Super Mario Bros. 3 and 2, because I did those out of order.
You've got like the radio voice.
I do. Yep. Okay, that's what it is. And then you have Legend of Zelda, you know, the good one, and Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link, that no one cares about.
So it's all NES.
I wonder how many fans I offend when I say things like that.
Aww.
Aww. But you get the good one and the bad one.
Well, good. Well,
that's
it. We are out of time.
I know.
Believe it or not. Believe it or not, we are pretty much out of time.
Again, this week.
So
happened.
We will have to save our retro game was Contra. We'll have to save that for next week. But we will leave you with two songs.
Yay.
Let's go ahead and close out the show the right way. Bear, we have a website. What is the website?
exppoints.com. Double tap the P.
It excites me when you say it like that.
Uh-huh.
We're on social media. So you can check us out on Twitter and Facebook, YouTube, Google+, all the stuff. Just go to exppoints.com/social. Remember, double tap that P, as Bird Bear said. And you can hit all the buttons. We also have a Patreon page. I still haven't managed to get an icon up. I've just been busy, dude.
Get us an icon up, because I want to do a thing for people when
Patreon
they give us money.
Patreon is an awesome place where patrons like you can be a patron of the arts. We are the art. We try to be arts.
I am art. I feel like I'm art.
And you can give us money to do, you know, things and stuff. Anyway, we're going to end the show. Check us back next week from Wednesday, next Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. You can catch all this again. And remember, two lifelong nerds, we're just dropping the knowledge for you. We want to keep it real. We did words.
We did the thing.
The games you need to care about. If you want to listen to this show
Christmas
again.
Get your Christmas list ready.
Your Christmas list is ready. Like, just
we have it
take
here.
This is your Christmas list.
We gave it to you.
You can stream us, podcast us, download us.
I love
listen
it when
to
people
us.
Stream me.
iTunes, Stitcher, also streamable from the web, exppoints.com. So again, thank you for listening. I'm MG.
I'm Redbear.
We're going to leave you with Lake Pontchartrain by Ludo and Jetpack Blues Sunset Hues by Anamanaguchi. Again, you've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.